Well, Natalie Bennett, your leader, refused to rule out on the Andrew Marr show the other day banning an event like the Grand National. Is that something you would want to do, ban the Grand National?
It's not something that I would want to do. What I would like to do is to look at the evidence about the extent to which animal welfare is or is not compromised by races like the Grand National. We
but
know that every year...
You wouldn't rule it out either?
Well, I wouldn't rule out something without having looked at the evidence. The issue around the Grand National was part of an animal welfare manifesto that was launched earlier. One of the proposals there was to look at the evidence on this, because we know that around 400 animals, racehorsing animals, are killed every year, raced to death, essentially. We know that there have been accidents in the Grand National in the past.
Not recently.
Not for the last 3 years, but since 2000, I think there have been 24 animals killed. So it's something that we want to look at. We want to look at the evidence. I think anybody would think that would be a sensible way forward. But
when have animals been raced to death?
According to the Animal Aid campaign on this, they are saying that in the UK, on average, around 400 animals are raced to death every year. They also talk about...
You're going off what they're saying. You haven't looked into it yourself.
Well, I'm asking for a review. The whole point is we say we want to review the evidence. That's one small point in an overall animal welfare manifesto that talks about focus on getting rid of factory farming, that looks at trying to get rid of the long-distance transport of animals that we know still goes on, animals travelling for far more than the 8 hours restriction that they should have. So, you know, I think you would agree that any sensible party would look at evidence, and that's what we're suggesting we do on this.
Do you